So let's review. Zok the Mishnah, Ein Paidin Loi Be'egel V'Loi B'Chayu Loi B'Shchutiv Loi B'Treifiv Loi B'Klayim V'Loi B'Kai. A Petach Hamer cannot be redeemed with the following: a calf, a wild animal, or a sheep that was either slaughtered, or a treifa, or a hybrid born from two types of behemoths, a sheep and a goat, or from a behema and chaya. Because there's a gzir shava of the word seh. The pasuk of Petach Hamer states, V'chol Petach Hamer tifte v'seh. And the pasuk of Karban Pesach states, Seh tomim min hakvasim u'min izim tikachu. Just as these animals are disqualified for Karban Pesach, they're also disqualified for Pidyon Petach Hamer. Rabbi Eliezer holds that a hybrid born from a sheep and goat is eligible for the Pidyon, because both parents are considered Seh. However, a sheep from a behemah and chaya is disqualified for Pidyon, because only one parent is considered Seh. Rashi adds, as we've learned early in the Gemara, that all the cases of Ein Paidin apply only if the animal is worth less than the Petach Hamer, but if it is of equal value, the Pidyon is accomplished. The Gemara proceeds with several questions in the Mishnah's Halachas. Ein Paidin Mishchuta, a sheep that was shechted cannot accomplish Pidyon. Iboi Elohu, Mao Liftis Bebed Pekua. Can one accomplish Pidyon with a sheep that was found inside its mother after a Shechita? The Gemara elaborates. There's no question according to Ramei who holds Ben Pekua to in Shechita because Semal Yehu. Since the mother shechit is not effective for the baby sheep and it requires its own shechita, the baby sheep is considered a seh and accomplished the pinyon. The question is only according to the chacham who holds shechitas imu mitarase. The mother shechita is effective for the baby sheep as well and does not require its own shechit. Perhaps kibirsa bidikula dami. Since the sheep does not require shechita, it is considered like a piece of slaughtered meat and therefore impaiden. Or perhaps kibin the hashta mir roit vazel sekarinabe. Since the sheep is alive and running around, it is considered a seh and therefore paiden. The Gemara concludes that this is actually machlokes. Marasutra Amar Ein Paidin, because of the Gzeir Shav of Seh Seh and the Ben Pekua is disqualified for Karban Pesach, while Ravashim a Paidin because of the repletion of the Pasuk of Tifta includes even a Ben Pekua. Ibai Lu, Mao Liftas Benidna. Can one accomplish Paidin with a sheep that was born from two sheep but resembles a goat? There's no question according to Rabbi Eliezer who holds Paidin Miklaim. If Klaim accomplished Paidin, then Nidma certainly accomplishes Paidin. The question is only according to the Chacham who hold Ein Paidin B'Klayim. Klayim cannot accomplish Pidyon. Perhaps B'Klayim who delay Perkinen B'Nidma Perkinen. Only Klayim cannot accomplish Pidyon because since the parents are different types, the offspring is not a Seh. But Nidma can accomplish Pidyon because since the parents are of one type, it is a Seh. Or perhaps B'Nidma Le Perkinen, even the Nidma cannot accomplish Pidyon because since it does not resemble a Seh, it's not a Seh. Can one accomplish Pidyon with a sheep that was a carbon and was redeemed after receiving a blemish, and it is also begizav avayda? There's no question according to Rabbi Shimon who holds Petach Hamer mut banah, the Petach Hamer is permitted in all benefits even before Pidyon, it certainly can be redeemed with Pesul HaMakdash. The question is only according to Rabbi Yehuda, who holds Petach Hamer as banah, the Petach Hamer is forbidden until Pidyon. Perhaps Ein Paidin, because Kibin da Asabanah, Ein Nesachal Lissa. Since both the Petach Hamer and Psul HaMakdashin have an Isser, one Isser cannot take effect over the other Isser. Or perhaps Paidin, because Kibin da Le Tavas Pidyanai, Afku Isser Ba'amahu. Since through Pidyon the Isser is only removed from the Petach Hamer but does not transfer to the Seh, this can be accomplished even with a Seh that is Asa. The Gemara concludes that according to all, Ein Paidin, because there is a Hekesh comparing Psul HaMakdashin to Tzvi V'ayil Echaya. Mat Sviva Ail Ein Paidin, Absul Mekdoshin Ein Paidin. Iboi Elohu. Mao Liftis Bebehemah Shvius. Can one accomplish Pidyon with a sheep that was exchanged for Shemitah fruits and has Kedusha Shvius? The Gemara elaborates. There's no question regarding a Vade Petach Hamer Ein Paidin. A definite Petach Hamer who says given to the king cannot be redeemed because the Pasuk states, La'achla V'lo L'Schayra. Shemitah items may be used only for consumption, but not for trade, and through Pidyon, the owner requires a chamer, which is not edible, in exchange for the seh, which has Kedusha Shvius. The question is only regarding a Safik Petach Hamer, a questionable Petach Hamer, whose seh belongs to the owner. Perhaps, keeping the mafresh tlevu hu la'atzmoy la'achla krina bay, since the owner keeps the seh, it is considered for achila. Or, perhaps, keeping the kamadoli mifka isura loy mishtari, kischayra dami. Since the chamer is forbidden until Pidyon, it is considered as chayra. And the Gemara concludes, Amar Rav Chisda Behemah Shvius Ein Paidin Ba Es Avadai Aval Paidin Ba Es Safek. The Mishnah concludes, Nasne L'Kayin Ein Kayin Rishoy L'Kayma Et Shiyafresh Seh Tachtav. If the Yisrael gave the Petach Hamer to a Kayin, the Kayin must redeem the Petach Hamer for a sheep immediately, as the Brayso elaborates. Amalei HaKayin Teneu Li Ba'ani Efteyu, HaRezo Lo Yitnu Lo Yilim Kin Padoi Befanav. If the kohen requested to be given the petach and promised to redeem it for a seh, the owner may not give it to him unless the kohen does pidyon in his presence. Because next to do a kohen, I'll pitch a chamayr. The kohen are suspected to do work with the petach amayr without pidyon. Zak the Mishnah, hamafresh pidyon petach amayr v'meis. If a person redeemed the petach amayr for a sheep, and the sheep then died before it was given to the kohen, there is a machlekes. Rabbi Eliezer holds chayev machri yusai kechomesh shlom shel ben. The owner must reimburse the kohen with another seh, as is the halacha regarding pidyon ben. While the Chacham hold ein chayev machri yusai kepidyon meiser sheni. The owner does not reimburse the kohen, as is the halacha regarding pidyon meiser sheni. And Rabbi Shua, Rabbi Tzadik testified like the Chachamim, a pidyon petach amayr shemeis shein kan lekohen klum. And the Mishnah also applies their machlokes in the case of meis petach amayr. If the donkey died before the sheep was given to the kohen, Rabbi Eliezer holds the cover umut b'hanosle shaltla. Because as Rashi explains, hoy b'chay b'achray satla command lay afer shei dami. Since Rabbi Eliezer holds that the owner is responsible for the sheep, this indicates that the pidyon only takes effect when the sheep is received by the kohen, and the donkey retains its kedusha until then. Therefore, the donkey must be buried, and the sheep belongs to the owner. While the chacham hold ein itzarch likaver v'tla l'kain, because hoyel ve'ein chayv v'achray satla me'id no da'afer shei let lay kam le'brishas kain ufet l'chamoy padli. Since the chacham hold that the owner is not responsible for the sheep, this indicates that the pidyon takes effect immediately, even before the sheep is received by the kain, and the donkey's kedusha was removed by the sheep, and the sheep already belongs to the kain. Therefore, the donkey does not need to be buried, and the sheep must be given to the kain. The Gemara explains that Rabbi Eliezer derives that chayv achrayis from the following pasuk: Ach podi tifte es pachayr adam, bes pachayr behem tmei tifte. The Hekesh comparing pidyon petach amayr to pidyon ben teaches: Ma bachayr adam chayv bachur yusei, ach pachayr behem tmei chayv bachur yusei. Just as the father is responsible for the chomesh lom of pidyon ben, so too the owner is responsible for the sale of pidyon petach amayr. But even so, Rabbi Eliezer does not apply the Hekesh regarding the isra hanah, and he agrees that bachayr adam mutar b'hanah, a firstborn son is mutar even before the pidyon. While petach amar asabana, a firstborn donkey is asra until the pidyon, because the exclusive word ach teaches lepedihik shizav v'leila davacher. The hekesh applies only to pidyon, but not to ana. Zok the Mishnah leirotz levdoisi oifem achayir b'kayver. If the owner refuses to redeem the petach amar, he must decapitate it from behind the head and bury it. And the Mishnah proceeds to teach the preference in the following four mitzvahs: pidyon petach amar. Mitzvah sapati koydemes lemitzvah arifa. The mitzvah pidyon takes precedence over arifa because the pasuk states im loisif davar raftai. Amar avriya mitzvah siida koydemes lemitzvah sapadiya. The mitzvah for the master to marry his Jewish maid takes precedence over his obligation to accept payment from her to redeem herself, because the pasuk states ah asher lo yoda vehefta. Yibum mitzvah sayibum koydemes lemitzvah chalitza berishayner shayim eskabim l'shem mitzvah. The mitzvah for a person to marry the wife of his deceased brother that had no children takes precedence over the mitzvah to perform chalitza, which allows her to marry others. However, this preference for yibim is only during the times that they had the proper intentions to marry her l'shem mitzvah. However, v'achshav she'im eskabim l'shem mitzvah, amru mitzvah chalitza kedemes l'mitzvah yibim. However, when they subsequently did not have the proper intentions, the chacham initiated that chalitza takes preference over yibim. Pinyin hektish, mitzvah hagu'ula ba'adon hu koydin l'chaladim. The mitzvah on the owner to redeem his behemoth tmeiah from Bet Gabbai takes precedence over all other people, because the pasuk states, "Ve'im lo yigal v'nimkub erkecha." Hanulach perak alekech uber chamayre. We have Baruch Hashem completed the first perak of Masechtas Bechiras, and we begin the second perak alekech uber parasa in the next year, be'ezus Hashem.